He is the programmer. He programs us. We want to be the programmer. We want to tell him what to do for him. That's what the church is for. Programmers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming and being with us on a Sunday morning. We're just having church here in the living room of Brother Freedom. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you. We ask you to come again and to be with us. We're not worthy of your magnificent presence. You are bigger than this living room. You're bigger than the universe, bigger than all the universes. And Lord, we just thank you that you would ever come to look down upon us as lowly pieces of dust. We're less than dust. But for some reason, you love us, and we just thank you and thank you. We praise you. We know that you have children throughout the world that love you and you love them. And we pray, Lord, this day that they will be touched, those that listen. And Lord, we pray that others out there that haven't been able to listen will be able to. Thank you, Father, for your glorious goodness and the wonderful anointing of the Holy Ghost, touching Brother Freedom in Jesus' name and our listener as well. Amen.
This is John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Then in chapter 15, verse 26 says, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And then chapter 16, verse 13 says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Then in 1 John chapter 1, starting in verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." And then chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Then starting again in verse 15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." And verse 20, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." And verse 27, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." Lord, help us to abide in you today. We look to you as our Savior, our Father, the lover of our souls, Lord, and we come to you with thanksgiving and praise, Lord. And I pray right now that you would open up Brother Lee's breathing passages, that you would give him the ability, Lord, to breathe your true breath. And I pray that you take away this cough in Jesus' name. I pray that you would anoint him by your mighty Spirit, Lord. Give him the words from heaven, straight from you today, Lord, to go straight from here to those that would listen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for the wonderful words of life that you have shared with us today through your word. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your special anointing that flows through this place and through Brother Freedom. Thank you for the words of life that he will bring to us today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. And our strength is in the Lord, not in ourselves. We can't do it within ourselves. It's God that does it. We give ourselves that he might be in us. It's the answer. If he's not there, well, we got troubled. Father, we do praise you this day. We thank you for the wonderful gift of your Son. Father, that was all that you freely give us. That you so loved us. You want all mankind to live with you forever. And how the world that we live in is so anti against you. We see there are schools can no longer voice the name of Jesus. We can see that our any place is important, they don't want you. And we're living in that land with a lot of darkness, Father God. We need your help. We need your strength. We need that special ability that only comes from heaven. Father, we pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, works of darkness, doctrines of devils, heady, high-minded, all the bad things. Father, we bind them in the wonderful name of our Savior Jesus Christ, what Jesus did upon the cross. Oh, why not be painful on the cross that Satan would be defeated. And Father, in this day, we are your children. And we acknowledge you as our sovereign God, our leader, our everlasting one that we love. We love you, though we don't like either what we're hearing. There's much darkness. And Father, I pray that you'd anoint this message today in a mighty way. I pray that you'd transplant us in your presence, Lord God. Move upon us as only you can. Deliver us. Set us free. Lord, we thank you in the wonderful name of our wonderful Savior. What he did upon that cross. By his stripes we were healed. Oh, we know the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And Father, we claim that victory today in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning, everybody. This 14th chapter, St. John, starts so beautiful. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me." That's Jesus speaking. "For in my Father's house are many mansions." Just think of what Jesus, what he's going away to prepare a place. For heaven, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Never quit, forever. The people of the world, real short term, what they got. They don't have Jesus. They've got just a few moments, and then they're in eternity and the opposite, in hell, forever and ever and ever. If everyone in this world could see what they're going to be without the Lord, they'd fall down, but God is merciful. He lets everyone choose. I believe that we have to choose from the day that we're saved to the day that we're not saved. We have to continually come closer to Thee, try to make it. And Father, we thank You for the glory today. We pray that You bless today. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord's coming to the clouds of glory. And the church, oh church, where are you? The Lord's went to heaven to see what He said, needful that He go away. If He went not away, the comforter would not come. But what He went away to prepare us eternally, what a wonderful place it's going to be. All these years since He was here, preparing for us a home. It can't be imagined. It's beyond our imagination. It's beyond, we can't think what's prepared for them to love God. What a beautiful setting the child of God has. Really, if you could just blank yourself right then, go into heaven, be the best way and forget about earth. But God says you got to stay here and be tried a while. Got to seek Him. Got to face the powers of darkness. God gives you the tools, gives us the tools to do it with. If you don't use the tools, then sad, sad, sad. And that's what people do when they do not use the powers that God's given us. We're going to cover those powers just very shortly. Jesus is in expectation, waiting to come back and take us home. What a wonderful thought. Jesus is preparing for me and you, everyone here, and those that love Him, a place forever where there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more, it's just like He's in the, you can't even imagine. Like I have trouble breathing, I have trouble walking, I'm not going to have none of those stuff. And you're not going to have any trouble either. But what we have to do, we have to seek Him with our whole heart. The 12th verse says, verily, verily, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works shall he do because of the Father. What shall we ask in my name, that will I do, the Father might be glorified in the Son. That's given us the privilege from heaven to sign His name. You know how a husband and wife, they got a joint checking account, but the wife can give his money too. She just signs his name. That's what we do. We sign our name, says, Lord Jesus, Lord, take out of the bank. Praise God, I'll be with you. I'll help you say, whatever your need is, I'm going to provide for you. I am the great provider. No husband's ever done that for nobody, but Jesus is the great provider. Get that in your spirit. He is the great provider. He said, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter. What's He talking about? It's the comforter that can help us through life. He didn't leave us here orphans. We're managed by greater as He is in us than He is in the world. If you don't know that, you need to get know it in your knower real soon, because that's going to keep you saved. It's going to keep you online for heaven. Without it, you cannot match. When the Spirit of Truth has come, He will show you all things, bring all things to your members. You know, about 40 years ago, when I really made a real drive for the Lord, it happened so fast, and I was amazed how much that God knew and how much that I didn't know. I mean, tell me how long a caterpillar's going to run for a year ahead of time? Amazing. But He so did it. How He could tell me, go to a certain place, and you're going to rendezvous and see a girl going to get killed, but if you'll pray, she's going to be saved. Only God, it's mind-boggling. My spirit now is feeling the glory. God's here to help us, to sustain us, to help us to walk in victory. But the old church, where are you? You're not walking by the Spirit. You're led by the flesh. In Romans it says, the flesh is not pleasing the eyes of the Lord. God made us in His image, His likeness. But we just take on what He has to fill us. But the world don't take it on. They don't need it. We're smarter than that. But they're going to go wrong. Our strength is in the Lord. Very simple. The only thing that we have to do is keep our payments up. That means our love to the Lord. I want to walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. I want to please my Father. I want to please my Savior that I love. I want to please the one that lives within me. I want to be a great place for Him to be. And we need to practice if we want to be the best Christian that God has. That should be our desire. We find ourselves not that way because we feel that we don't quite line up sometimes. But God helps us in our shortcomings. He helps us in our trials. He helps us when we need forgiveness. He helps us when we need to be blessed. Oh, come on, we need to call upon Him. God wants the answers. Oh, church, where you are. I see very few that I see in God's Spirit's upon it. I see Ichabod. Ichabod. That means God departed. What a catastrophe that's going to be. To live for the Lord, hopefully live, if someone told you that you're living for the Lord and believed it, and you live here upon this earth your whole life in the name of Jesus, but you have not worth 2 cents. What do you think about that? Be like going down and getting an insurance policy, and you need the policy. It's not worth what it's written on. That's what most Christians are. It's not written what they're living on. I've never come out this strong before, but I've seen this for years. The churches don't have it. They thought I was an atheist the way I live. But I know that God's real. God showed me back then there's going to be a great falling away. He showed me this land that we're living in was going to fall away too. Look how it's falling away. We got doctrines of devils in the White House. Oh, people working the workers of iniquity. And God's not slack in His promises. He's long-suffering, not willing that should perish, but all should come to repentance. Oh, come on, Cedar, come on. When the glory comes down, God will deliver you in the spirit of truth that the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and this is the big one, He is in you. He don't just dwell with you, He is in you. He don't just dwell with you, He's in you. Get that in your heart. And you got to make a place comfortable for Him to live in. God's here to strengthen us. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. About 30, 40 years ago, I was going to go to church one night, and I was at Church of the Unfit. So, well, I mean, there was a lot of Church of the Unfit, but I mean, I could really feel it was unfit, so I was still going to go. I got this phone call, and about at 5:28, what was wrong with it? And the Lord just told me that. And then as soon as that over, He had this other customer. He says, well, by the way, tomorrow, why don't you go tell him he's going to lose both his transmissions, his 2 Caterpillar D8s. I mean, I didn't know this stuff. What are you talking about, Lord? Well, just tell him, you know, you need to get ready. You need to start fixing it, but they need to be done right now. You know how it goes. They're a wipeout. I say, I understand it. He's telling that. So I did. And so I said, what's the trouble? The reverse carrier. Well, I knew that real simple too. So I don't know if the owner understood that, but I told him, I said, I've been praying and you need to look at your 2 transmissions, both cats. Oh, well, okay. But he was a little slow at it. He procrastinated. He waited like we do about getting right with the Lord. You know, next year I'm going to start living for God. Oh, Lord, just give me a little more time, God. I like to do what I'm doing down here. You just give me a little more time. I'm going to be ready then. And if you just give me a little more time. Well, sometimes in the end of that time, God's at a time change. It don't give you much time. And then these two tractors didn't get much time either. The first one out, reverse carrier. But we got in the process of getting the Lord let us get it back together. And we just got it running and got it under a little bit. The other one went down. God is God. Yet the churches I went to, they didn't even want you to testify. God's good. And the Lord told me that I wouldn't be accepted. Told me that flat off. He says, you're not going to be like. I said, what am I going to meet? He says, you're going to be the religious spirits. Religious spirits. I said, religious spirits? Yeah, they're in a church. They're full of it. It's their own self-righteousness brings a religious spirit. You come against all the works of God starts moving that church. You come against it. It's a hideous spirit. It's a wrongful spirit. But the world don't even know about it. Churches don't know anything about it. But God showed me this. The Lord's here to deliver His people for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ. It was a growth in the child of God. I could not give this message to church. God didn't even let me. God's given us strength. It says, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, he shall guide you into all truth. All truth. Not part of truth, all truth. The same time, so this is going on, Lord started walking me. I walk and pray. God come down. I can't imagine it. I don't know why he come, but he did. He showed me about Katrina. He showed me about Oklahoma City bombing. Showed me about Desert Storm. A lot of these things that, how much chemo, come on. In my church, I wasn't even nothing. I wasn't even a choir kid. I was just a sort of out there in the air. But I offered myself. The Lord says, offer if you get hurt. After a while, the Lord says, well, you got hard enough time, just back off. It was hurting my spirit. But God's God. Just because we got a choir that's huffing miles high, and all the banjos and the violins, all this stuff, it doesn't impress God only by the Spirit. Come and see them. It's the Spirit of God. God wants to get us right with Him. Music, what it does, it takes away, when God deals with you, the conviction. The church, they get rid of the conviction real easy. Oh, whoa, well, that's soft music. Oh, I forgot what. Hell, the pastor's not preaching anyway. I just got to go out here and go to sleep. We're sleeping as servants of God. God says, awaken. Sharpen yourself to His coming. His coming. His coming soon. We need to be ready. We need to apply ourselves to Him. He is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. The Lord started telling me to eat His Word. I didn't even know what eating the Word was. And what it says, you read it so fast that you don't go into your mind. It goes into your spirit. I devoured whole Bibles. 6 months' time is all fall apart. I didn't know what, but I started coming out of me. It was the Spirit of God. God wanted it out of my spirit. It's not there for me to. He is the programmer. He programs us. We want to be the programmer. We want to tell Him what to do for Him. That's what the church is full of. Programmers. They're not by the Spirit of God. How about you? But God says, I will walk with you. I will be beside you. I'll be in you. But I'm not going to share the way of the world. Because I say come out of it and be separate. But my churches are full of the world. It's full of devils. Never said that before. You see what I see. It's not very good. It's not a glorious church, not spot and wrinkle. They think they're saved. Blindness, that's what, it's sickening. But God says, you can't do nothing about it. Can't say nothing. Can't toot my horn. If they happen to get out of there, they would know, won't even know what I'm talking about. But, it's there. It's in the Word of God. Just seek Him and you'll surely find Him. You walk in the light, as He in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, cleanses us of all sin. God made a way to cleanse us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, give us a way that we can stay saved. The second chapter. My little children, these things I write in you that sin not. Any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation of our sins, not for sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. What's that mean? Jesus became our lawyer. He became our way maker. We don't do it with ourselves. No, no, no. I could read that Bible page after page after page after page, still read it, wouldn't have done what it did because I didn't need to know. I got to trust God. I started finding that out when I was years ago working. I broke a tap off the engine. I knew it was my fault. I was just really new at it. I remember that morning that the Lord says, hey, I'll be with you. I said, I know you're with me, but I've got to get this tap off. He said, I am going to get the tap out for you. I said, how can that be? I don't move like the world moves. You got to learn to trust me. Because I know men would not understand none of this. I mean, nobody would understand this at all. And Lord, can we go get a socket? Broke it off, tapped out inside of an engine, about 4 inches down. I did something stupid. I welded a cap number 8 bolt on that tap that held good for a long time, but it snapped. That's what we do. We trust God, and pretty soon we're out here backslid, and we're dying. Oh, Lord, where are you? Look at it. I should never did it. But God will help us over our shortcomings if we'll put them in Him. That's the answer. We can't be so proud that you're not going to say, God, I made a mistake. No, God knows we know a mistake. He's there to help us to straighten out the mistakes. I wanted to go to a men's camp, and so I knew this was going to blank it out because I wouldn't be able to, I had to get that cat running before I left. I never will forget, the Lord started telling me to go get you a 3-inch drive, half-inch socket. He told me I had to bevel it with a grinder on the top edges. I didn't know why. I found out later why. But God, He was so ahead of me. I mean, I'm lost. Without the Lord, we're lost. We got to come hit Him at any cost. Oh, praise God. He means the sanctification in His holiness. Without holiness, no man is to see or please God. Jesus died upon the cross that we might be saved, but still we got to do put a little action to it. We can't let rebellion come to our heart. We can't let blindness come in our heart. Those are things that we're supposed to keep out. So I went. Lord said, drive it down there over that. Take a brass punch and drive it down there until I tell you stop. So I, this is down the hole. You know, if everything, oh ye of little faith, but I had faith in the Lord. I started saying one, the Lord said, well, you got to trust me? And I said, yes, I will. If it goes out, if I get fired, whatever happens, I'm trust God. He's my answer. I made that statement, and we must keep that commitment all the way through our lives. I have made that commitment. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Nobody is going to, I'm persuading me to life or death, nor angel. Nothing's going to persuade me from going on that perfect way. And that perfect way is in the hands of the Lord. I'm real shaky, but with Him I'm stable. He's powerful. He's glorious. He said, start up your welding machine. I think I only have 1/8 rod, and that's a big rod for within the little hole. And I'd stick it down about that far, not seeing it. I looked at that yesterday. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's not regular weld. It's not a regular weld. It's perfect. And then the Lord says, don't back it out yet. Tighten it till I tell you to. That's enough. Now back it out. It just come right up. But God is omnipotent. I started seeing that God Almighty was great than I could face. He was my tomorrow. He is my Savior. He's my soon coming King. And we needed God to be privileged to move through His unction. But we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is our propitiation. That means He is our lawyer. He's our Savior. He wants us to look good. When I really knew that God wanted me to look good, that really changed my whole life. But you have the unction from the Holy One. For this world and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. See if we can get just put it churchy. It's like church. We can have a church program, and it's so beautiful, but there's no spirit in it. God says, I reject the whole thing. He says, in that name, we must worship Him, what? In spirit and in truth. There's no truth to that. They're not exempting by the power of God. They're just kind of form of godliness, denying the power thereof. The Bible says, from such, turn away from. The world and the world passes away. And lust thereof, this world's going to pass away. But he that doeth the will of God, what abideth forever? You're a living soul. God made you to be a living soul. Think about it. What God has given you, He's graced you with all power over darkness. My tomorrows are not in the way of the world. It's in the way of God. But the anointing which you have received of Him, one from the anointing of God, I would be nothing. It's all about the anointing. It's about this anointing that comes out of the Kamashita. The anointing is all of it. It's all of it. It's all of it. Have received Him in you. Oh, praise God. Glory. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you. I want to serve you. I love you. Kamashita. Glory to God. As you need not that any man teach you. Oh, praise God. I don't have to go to Bible school. My God exempted me. He said, you don't have to go. I'll teach you. What a great, I like to be trained by the best. And He is the best. God is good. But one of these days, I'm going to be with Him forever. And I'm inviting you out there today, everywhere you are. You need to come. You're invited. I want to give you an invitation to be ready. You're a child of God. Make the best of what you got. God's going to help you. He's going to promote you. He's going to bless you. Need not any man but the same anointing teaching you as all things, and is no lie. God don't lie. It's always truthful. The enemy is the one who lies. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But he says, God's come, I come to give you more life and more abundant life. He gives the opposite. He gives us life, and Satan gives us death. We go for death all the time. Oh, I love that. But you don't realize your days are shortened. You're not going to have a last long. My life has been strengthened because of God. I'm not here to brag about somebody. I'm bragging about God. He is real. He forever perfect. And even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Up this day, you need to be abide in the Spirit of God. Don't throw away your deliverer that can deliver you to heaven. You've thrown out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Many of you have put it in your back room. Well, God's not in your back room. He's there to be used for his glory. You need to let your light shine. God's here to help you. He's here to perform miracles. He's given you all truth. He's there to deliver you and set you free. And God bless you this day. In the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. When it's over, I'll forget all about it. Amen, amen, and amen.
Join us again next time. God bless you.